All right, our next speaker is titles Palmer Amaranth Population Dynamics in Cotton with Herbicide Programs Including Dicamba, Matt Inman.
Thank you for the introduction. Today I'm going to talk about Palmer Amaranth population and herbicide programs that include dicamba. Palmer Amaranth has been one of the most troublesome weeds in the Southeast for many years and has proven to considerably reduce growth and yield in a variety of cropping systems, with cotton being one of the more sensitive ones. Prior to resistance, it has been demonstrated that glyphosate applied to tolerant cotton has been an effective weed management strategy in controlling Palmer Amaranth. Over-reliance on a single mode of action has been a major factor in the development of weed resistance. Many populations of glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth have now evolved after continuous repeated use of glyphosate. The broad distribution of this resistant Palmer across the cotton belt has made weed management extremely challenging. Best management practices have now shifted, and our focus is now more towards preserving the technology we have left and keeping weed populations to a minimum. It has been shown that dicamba applied in tolerant cotton can be an effective alternative in the presence of glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth. Field trials generally compare weed management programs in a single year, whereas here our major focus is to look at multiple years of documentation and hopefully to prove valuable. The focus of this research is to compare Palmer Amaranth populations with herbicide programs that include glyphosate, dicamba, and residual herbicides over several years. This experiment was conducted at the Upper Coastal Plain Research Station near Rocky Mount, North Carolina. There was two fields that consisted of this experiment. Both of them have historically varied greatly in past cropping systems, weed management programs, and soil characteristics. And this experiment was started in the spring of 2011 and will be completed at the end of the 2014 growing season. There are 9 treatments that were used in this experiment. The first one being early, mid, late post spray of glyphosate alone. The second one includes a pre-emergent of diuron and pendimethalin, followed by the 3 post sprays of glyphosate. The third is a glyphosate dicamba mix, and 3 post sprays of that as well. The fourth, again, includes the diuron pendimethalin pre-emergent, followed by that glyphosate dicamba mix. And the fifth one is an early post application of glyphosate, dicamba, and acetachlor, followed by the glyphosate and dicamba, 1 to 2 post sprays of that. Now, the 4 additional treatments are variations of these 5. These 5 are the main focus of this experiment, but there are variations of this, and those will not become apparent until the end of the study. We used a randomized complete block design, replicated 4 times. The plot size, depending on which field, and the first field was 6 rows by 50 feet, and the second was 8 rows by 35 feet. In regards to products and rates, we used Direx at 1.5 pints to the acre, Clarity at 0.5 pints, Prowl H2O at 2 pints to the acre, and Roundup Weathermax at 1.5 pints to the acre. And these herbicides were applied using a CO2 backpack sprayer calibrated to 15 gallons per acre at 29 PSI. We collected 10 soil cores from each plot and each treatment, and this was done immediately after planting, but before any pre-emergent applications were put out. We took these cores to the greenhouse, put them in soil flats, and from there we determined weed diversity and populations. We also determined the frequency of glyphosate resistance among those populations from the surviving plants after exposing those to an application of glyphosate. We also went in late August after all treatments were applied and conducted field counts, palm amaranth population counts for each treatment. Cotton was not harvested in order to minimize the movement of the weed seed into neighboring plots. The fields were disked carefully after Palmer seed did reach maturity. The data was transformed to the natural log and subjected to ANOVA. And the interaction of field by herbicide treatment was not significant. Therefore, we pooled all data over both fields. And the means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at 0.05. All right, for the next two slides, I'm going to show you a couple of bar graphs. And this is data, some of the data we collected from those greenhouse growouts. This particular slide shows the population of Palmer amaranth in each respected treatment. To set this up, the vertical axis shows you the number of merged plants per 10 soil cores, and the horizontal axis is showing you the year. Looking at the left side, the spring of 2011, as you can see there, we did have a consistent beginning among Palmer for all treatments. After 1 year of these treatments were applied in spring of 2012, as you can see in the red bar, which represents the glyphosate-only treatment, we did have a significant increase after that 1 year. And the blue beside of it, which is the Diarex and Prowl pre-emergent with the glyphosate-only, that pre-emergent application did help hold those numbers back. And then the last three, which include the dicamba in those treatments, all had a reduction in numbers. Moving to spring of 2013, after 2 years of these same treatments, another significant increase. Seed production is even more pronounced this year in the glyphosate alone. And the Diarex and Prowl this year after 2 years couldn't quite hold those numbers back, so among those as well, there was a significant increase. Again, similarly to the year before, the three last treatments that include dicamba, we did see another reduction in population as well. This chart shows the frequency of glyphosate resistance among those populations. This time the vertical axis is showing the percent of plants that survived that glyphosate exposure in the greenhouse. Again, starting spring of 2011, we had no significant difference in resistance among all treatments there. In spring of 2012, had a four-fold increase in glyphosate resistance in the red bar among those the glyphosate-only treatments. The Diarex and Prowl that year helped hold those numbers back, so helped keep resistance down as well. And the three treatments with dicamba in them stayed fairly similar to the year before in resistance levels. Moving over to the spring of 2013, again, glyphosate only, big increase in resistance. And just like the population numbers, this time the Diarex and Prowl couldn't hold those back, so had a very large increase in resistance. And as you can see, this year we did have quite an increase in resistance among those treatments that include dicamba. And this, we're almost certain it's attributed to the proximity of these plots. There's so much pollen that is coming from these numbers, from the glyphosate-only treatments that are contaminating the susceptible biotypes that are there. Now, this is a chart that shows Palmer amaranth populations, weed counts in the field that we took in late August. We took these probably 4 or 5 weeks after the last post-treatment was applied, and these are on a per-acre basis here. As you can see in the top, with the Roundup only alone post-emergent, had a very significant increase each year, with 13,000 to 56,000, and this year, well over 400,000 plants to the acre. With below that, with the Prowl and Directs, with the Roundup Alone post treatments, you see that, you know, there is a significant increase in palmer density there. But again, I think it shows the value of the pre-emergent application that reduces that number down much lower than without. Now the bottom three, with the treatments including dicamba, as you can see, we did have a reduction in numbers from the beginning. 2012, you can see there were no counts to be made in there. I do want to add 2012 was an excellent season for cotton production in North Carolina. Compared to this year, as you can see, we did have some weed counts there. But this year we had a lot of rain in the beginning and it was cool, and we had a very poor stand of cotton this year. These are just some pictures to show the top two pictures. The left is 2012 and the right is the 2013 this year. Those are the glyphosate only treatments and have been for the past 3 years. The left, you know, I could roughly show you what 56,000 plants to the acre could look like. And with that large increase to the right, shows you what a half a million palmer plants to the acre could represent as well. The bottom two, last year and this year, this is the glyphosate and dicamba treatments, and you can see how well those have kept populations down. Summarize the highlights of this presentation. We did see over a 50% reduction in palmer amaranth in those treatments that included dicamba. And on the other hand, with the ones with glyphosate alone, and that includes the one with the pre-emergent applications, we've seen approximately a six-fold increase over the two growing seasons in populations. And this is based on the data that we did get from the greenhouse growouts. As you've seen, dicamba can be provide an effective herbicide in controlling glyphosate-resistant palmer. Having said that, ALS programs and glyphosate programs were once very effective. Therefore, we should be prudent in the manner that we use these new technologies. It is necessary to protect what chemistry diversity we do have left so we can have products like dicamba around for a long time. Looking forward, complete year four of this study will be at the end of this coming year. This year we are going to take more frequent weed counts prior to all applications being put out, and we are going to do visual weed ratings. We will take yield this coming year, and these same programs will be continued even beyond 4 years to evaluate an even longer impact of these same treatments. And with that, I will take any questions.
Question?
Yes, sir.
For you, your in-season populations in 2013, where you saw an increase over 2012, did I understand you say that you felt like you didn't have as good a cotton stand, and that might be why?
Yes, sir.
Flushed up?
Yes, sir. We definitely don't think it's any resistance to dicamba. You know, some people may be thinking that, but we're, you know, 99.9% certain that is the case. Yes, sir.
Considering the short-lived nature of palmer amaranth seed and soil, with these dramatic results that you're showing, could this technology be used to reach eradication?
I don't think so. These treatments are, I don't think, something to be put into place. You know, we're using the same treatments year after year in the same program. So this can be a tool to help that, but I couldn't state that it would eradicate it.
Thank our speaker.